The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Everything has its set time from Hashem. Continuing to be mechazik, strengthen our recognition that everything in this world has its specific limitations and strengths and time and place. And Hashem set everything up for us. So we don't have to make ourselves crazy and nervous about changing things. If we do things right, if things are not pleasant, Hashem will change them. And if Hashem feels that there's a need for them to continue for a period of time, they'll continue. But we're not going to be the one that's going to make the change. Hashem is going to be the one that makes it at the right place in the right time. So he brings a famous pasuk from Keilos, "Tchol chefes tachas Hashemayim." And everything as happens in the world, chol chefes, anything a person wants to do has a specific time. Well, we know Eis Leledes, Eis Lamus, all these things, the 28 things that are mentioned there, are the basic things that we go through in the course of life, okay, to our life, our possessions, our emotional states, situation, interactions with other people. But all of them has a time that Hashem sets up to come at the right time. It's for us to recognize that is the case. It's interesting that it says in front of each one of the Eis Leledes, Eis Lamus, Eis Lechabek, Eis Lekares, Eis Lerachek. And the Goyen says that the Lamed in front of every single one of them is to tell you that the thing that has precede every time is Limud HaTorah. Connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then everything, when it comes, it will be in the most pleasant possible fashion. That's the biggest ishtadlis. If you do that, Chazanish used to say there's all type of askon, and people are doing type of things for the benefit of the tzibah, officially. And you would tell them, whatever you're doing is good, but the ikir ishtadlis is tefillah, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Baruch has his plan. If you want to take advantage of it in the right fashion, turn to him, be with him. That brings the real Siyad Shemaya. And like we said, that if one doesn't have this attitude of putting Hashem, his Torah and Mitzvahs, our interaction with Hashem in front of everything, then we always don't take things properly, and we always want to be makdim esem ucha la'achas mukdam. We want to change the timing and work on that the whole time instead of going along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taking advantage of every situation as best as possible. So the Goyen also points out although they all have a lamed in front of them, but there are a few of them that don't have a lamed. He says, all the things that Chazal say are doicha talmud Torah. So, for example, it says, eis svoid, eis rekoid. It's a time to dance.
Kol HaLashon.
And a time to eulogize. Also, we have to know these things. We make ishtadlis also, whether it be shaduchim, other things. Everything has its time. Kamavan, we have to make our ishtadlis. But the bottom line is, it's Hashem's decision when it's going to happen. So those two don't have a lamed because it says that himavatel Torah to be mesamecha kala and to go to levaya. So these things override limud Torah. Another one that doesn't have a lamed is eis kenois avonim. Kenois avonim, the Chazal says, is talking about a person who's always running after precious stones. His whole life is making more and more money. So the person, he puts his mind on the Kenois Avonim, to amass wealth, then he will not be connected with Hashem. And that's what we're saying. That's an example of a person who did it wrong. The right way to do it is with Hashem, and then you'll have the good times, the letters and tzchoik, the kariv. And the last one that doesn't have, the lamed is Eish Sholem. He says, that is a remez to what it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and the Brochus. Chazal Mesaken, that one should greet his friend with the name of Hashem. As Shalom Aleichem is saying, the name of Hashem, which is called Shalom, should be upon you. I want Hashem's glory and Hashem's Hashgacha and Siyata Shemai to be upon you. That's when we greet someone with Shalom. It says that even though it seems that it's not called the Hakadosh Baruch Hu name, you know, say Hashem's name in vain. Can't damn say it. But to say to greet somebody, that is proper, because Hashem has such a desire for Jews to be with Shalom with one another that he's even happy that we should use his name as part of the greeting to mechazik one another, that you should have a Kodesh Bohu upon you. This is also one of those big benefits of a Baal Bitochen. Since he's always connected to Hashem, he's also connected to that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. And you can always find a way to say something good to somebody else, makar to somebody else, within his own family, with his spouse, with his children, his neighbors, people in the neighborhood, whoever it may be. He always has his eye opened to the other person. That comes from the Baal Bitochen. Just speaking to a Talmud of the big tzaddik was nifter a few years ago, visited our neighborhood a few times. And he said, it's a lot of people say it, but it's nice to hear it again from somebody who lived that way. He said, whenever we daven to Hashem, we should pay attention to our tefillos b'loshon rabim. Choneinu mi'itcha de'a bin v'askel. Choneinu, don't just think I need it. Refa'enu, don't think about my refuah. Think about all of Klal Yisrael, Hashiveinu, bring us all together. This is also part of that bitochen person. A person who's living with Hashem and realize how much Hashem is putting into this world to sustain us, so we should benefit from it. Wants to also emulate Hashem and be part of that beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also care for other people as much as he can. And if the only thing he can do is tefillah, that is a very powerful thing. So we should be zeichah to recognize, like we're saying, everything has its time. We don't have to put ourselves under pressure. We have to do the right things, not sit back and not do things. Do things right, but without depression. Realize Hashem said everything with at the proper time. With that, we'll use the time properly also. Whenever we're waiting for something, we'll first turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That tefillah is mechazek alim and atoyah and amitzis. It's Hashem, like we said from the Chazon Ish, helping more siyata shmaya than anything else. Have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.